Okay, let's begin. Straighten your spine. Neck long and shoulders are relaxed. Elbows are relaxed and hands on your lap. Let's open up our inner eye by imagining long straight line is coming down from above your head. Reaches the top and coming down through the center of your head and neck and spine. Reaches the base. And the line is still coming, going down and down and down into the ground and finally reaches the very center of the planet. So by imagining this long straight line, your inner eye is wide open all directions now. So use your imagination and open the five senses. So your inner eye is looking at everywhere. So you start sensing the energy around you. So if you don't feel anything, observe that nothingness. What kind of a sensation, what kind of a feeling itself, it doesn't mean anything. The important thing is someone is observing. We are founding the observer. Who is the observer of yourself, your mind, your life, your love, your quality, your identity? The observer must be so quiet and calm being, full of compassion. Open-mindedness, no judgmental. And the being, the observer must know that you are so shining, perfect, beautiful being. So with the observer, relax. And relax. And now feel the warm orangish light in your abdomen. Beautiful warm light is in your abdomen. Feels so good. So warm and so grounded. And here, using more imagination, go back to somewhere where you feel so safe and familiar and relaxed, can be relaxed. So it might be your familiar room, room in your childhood, or beach, mountain, forest, under the certain tree, wherever, or current apartment, or your office, anywhere. So visualize you are there. And surrounded by the familiar things, you feel so good. So challenge yourself. Visualize. Use your imagination as if you are really there. So you can feel the temperature of that space. And you know what you are wearing. What kind of sound you hear? So how you are relaxed there? Lay down. Sitting on somewhere. The air is moving, you feel breeze or not. Yeah, you start breathing so slowly and deeply. Inhale slowly. Exhale completely. Inhale again. Exhale slowly and completely. So, a few more times, very slow, complete breathing. Then now all of a sudden you found that there is a boy or girl, the same sex as you, appeared in the space. How does he or she look like? That child is you. Do you remember the clothing that the child is wearing now? Your favorite sweater? Or jeans? Sneakers? So say hi to that child and ask the child to come to you closer. And introduce yourself first. I am future yourself. And then observe the child's expression to hear that. Then ask the child how old she or he is. And tell the child that you can tell me anything what you can't tell anybody else. Or you can tell me everything because I am the future you self, future you. I know everything about your future. So you can tell me you are feeling your grievances. Or you are worried. Any kind of a question, only me can give you the answer because I'm the future yourself. Then wait. Observe the child. And while you are listening to that child, you can sense or you can hear through the words what kind of quality the child has and what kind of dream the child has. What kind of preferences that the child has? You observe, you listen to, you remember, you understand. This child has a huge dream. And believe the possibility. Want to have the happy future. Want to know how much he or she is loved. Want to make others happy? So listen and observe. And you start feeling how much you love this child. Your task is working for this child. And you answer the child's prayer. His prayer, her prayer is answered by you. This is God's plan, and your plan is exactly same as God's. God's plan is not to fix your grievances, your convenience. God's plan is to expand the child's happiness and dream and trust and passion and love. And your task is same as God. Your plan is same as God. Your plan is not to fix your grievances or a child's grievances. Your plan is to expand this child's laughter, this child's smile, this child's passion, this child's quality. This child has everything already. You didn't add anything. You have exactly same qualities as this child. And if you remember this child and love this child and decide to work for this child, you guys can get together and this child's dream is finally realized. This is God's plan. If any idea comes up in your mind is from this child, this smiling child, this dreaming child, this trusting child, you can say it's a true intuition, and you can go for it with certainty. Don't try to change this child for you. You have to change for this child. So now again, listen to the child. What he or she want to be, want to do. And you'd be surprised by how this child is wise. You even can ask that child what to do about this and that. This child would tell you, choose happy one. This child doesn't want you to be fearful. The child doesn't want you to hesitate to be happy. The child doesn't want you to lose confidence. The child wants to depend on you. And want you to depend on him or her. The child wants to be trusted. Not so many children feel that they are trusted. So, but now you can trust. Whatever comes up from the child, you can have confidence, and you would feel strength and certainty. And as long as you take a hand of the child, other people around you now would take your hands. Because this child is an angel. You try to protect that child, you try to heal that child, but as a matter of fact, this child is an angel and for you and want to work with you, whispering to you all the time. Choose the happy one. Choose the happy one, my big brother, big sister. So now, say something to the child. And probably say, I won't forget about you anymore. And let's communicate closely. And do everything together. Witness happiness and love together. I bring you to anywhere. When I love somebody, please come with me. Tell that child. This is God's plan. And only God's plan for salvation will work, as you know. Only God's plan for salvation will work. This is God's plan. So say thank you to the child and goodbye now. See you again anytime. Then come back to the familiar space you are at. And with this relaxed feeling and sensation, come back to this room. Only God's plan for salvation will work. This is from A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lessons, number 71. So choose a happy one with the child. With this determination, put your head down slowly and come out of meditation, please. Thank you very much for sharing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I myself will be away for a while, 4 weeks, but please come and continue to meditation. Thank you.